Welcome to Tucson's new favorite food show, the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with one of my favorite people, Pastor John McClain of the Common Good Radio Show.
You're one of my favorite people too, brother.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Today we're here with Chef John of Gap Ministries. How you doing today?
Never better than you.
I'm doing really well.
Really? Never better in your whole entire life?
No.
Man.
I tried being worse. And I don't like that, so I just continue getting better.
I can see you as a type of guy that, like, minute by minute, you're just getting better.
Yep.
Like fine wine.
And say 1% better. As soon as you get to 100, do you think that's end? Nope, keeps going.
Just keep going. 100,000%. Absolutely.
We also have Ron from Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Hey there.
Super excited to have you on.
Thank you so much. Excited to be in here.
Last minute addition to the show, which is no big deal. We can adapt and overcome. My favorite saying in the military was pivot.
Nice. Okay, we didn't use that one in the Army.
No,
in the Army it was think smarter, not harder.
Oh, okay.
That was a commonly used one.
See, we had that one, I think, back in the 90s. And then,
yeah, and you guys are a step ahead of us. Air Force. That's why they pay you more.
Fair enough. Yeah. No, they did not pay us anymore, by the way.
No, they didn't. Well, you got better accommodations, though.
Fair enough, yes.
Yeah, for sure. Better food. Better, like, that's to us, that's pay. It's like in jail. Like, if you get, like, a bit more commissary, like, you're getting better pay.
So, if you use my saying, work hard and talk less, that doesn't work with radio, does it?
No, not at all. Talk more, work less on the radio. That's radio.
Awesome. Well, Chef John, first and foremost, those who don't know you, who are you? What is some of the culinary background that you have?
Like you said, it's a small town. I think everybody knows me, especially now that I'm on this show, 1030 KBY.
This is a big deal. This is a big time.
But I'm a chef at Gap Ministries and run a free culinary training program for, I think they call it workforce development nowadays, but we call it culinary training.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to get a job in the field, and so we have a culinary program. They help us make to about 200,000 free meals a year to kids in low-income elementary schools or after-school programs, elderly, transitional housing, stuff like that, and catering. If you need cater, we can do that too.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, for sure.
Well, so with the catering, so all the proceeds go into Gap Ministry then?
Correct.
Yeah.
And so that's a write-off as a donation. Is that right?
No, I think you have to. I think it's like a paid service that you're doing. So.
Okay.
But you can give a donation to Gap Ministries at gapmin.com.
And just to kind of like, full circle, and me and Chef John, that's how we know each other. I bugged him actually initially, and I was like, hey, I want to learn how to cook. I want to volunteer. Like, nobody else will let us volunteer. Can I do that? Our guys volunteer with you?
It's during COVID, right?
Yeah. Yep. And he's like, sure, come on, check it out. Yeah, sure. I don't know who you are, what you are. You kind of sound kind of weird, but come on, check it out.
I said work hard and talk less.
And I did. And it was such a blessing to be able to help provide the meals, for those kids. I mean, to be part of that is just, it's such a blessing. But I won't take all his time. Let's let the cool guy talk.
But, my dream was to work at the tech room when I was in high school, and I ended up working there. I worked at Los Ventana for 13 years, Interstate Hotels and Los Hotels. So kind of been jumping around. That's what I, the only thing I know how to do is wash dishes and talk less.
Fair enough. Well, I'm really excited to see what you brought for John's Tasty Bites on the second segment of the show.
Big Mac, super excited. Here you come.
All right.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's my favorite.
When we were talking beforehand on the phone, when you said yes, you'd come in and talk to us, you said that you'd actually been able to cook for some pretty famous people. Tell me about that, or tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a couple more stories, because, it's kind of fun. Some of them were really fun. Working at Los Ventana for 13 years, I mean, we met everybody. Mm. Like, everyone stayed there.
I can imagine.
I remember George Bush was there one time, and they blocked off an entire side of the resort.
I remember that.
Helicopters flying over.
I remember that.
So the crazy thing is, we cooked for him, and then I put on my room service outfit and walked up to the room, but it was, like I said, they blocked off the entire side, so I had to hand it to like a guy to pass off. One of the funnest ones, though, I was thinking was Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. Okay. When he went on a radio, was the Radio Shack team? They trained here, and he would walk through the kitchen because I guess you know he didn't want everyone to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of didn't even know what he was, or who he was, but mm-hmm. I don't. No one knows what he is.
Fair enough.
But I didn't really know who he was. But there's a couple biker chefs, not like mean motorcycle, remember, but like a bicycle,
bicycle. Okay.
And, and they knew who he was, and so. And I was working, you know, I was working 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. And he would walk through, you know, 3-4 times a day. And they loved him. So he'd walk in and I'd be like, yo, what's up, Lance? Just like really loud. And so that way all the chefs from, you know, in the office or everywhere, they would just come out because they wanted to see him and talk to him. But I made him some granola bars. He would always have a special meal. Like, I need just chicken. So he wouldn't eat what everyone else was eating. But I made him special meals. And one time I made him like granola bars. And he was like,
fresh,
yeah,
granola bars.
Mm.
All right.
And he was like pumped. He's That's like, these so are so level. Amazing. He'd come back and get on the elevator and come back and be like, these are amazing.
Yeah. That's wild. I mean, it's just the things I'm going to learn from this show. I mean, just to think that a restaurant makes fresh granola bars, that sounds next level. That sounds so cool. Elite. I feel bougie just hearing it.
Yes,
you did make Lance a fresh granola bar.
Next time on the Tucson Tasty Show, we're going to make fresh granola bars in studio. No.
And you can no-bake ones. But Terry Lundgren, does anyone know who he is? He's like the CEO of Macy's.
Yep.
So he went to the U of A and gave them a bunch of money to build stuff. And so he would host his conferences here once a year. And so anyone that had a product in his stores would be the guest speakers. So you'd have like Tommy Hilfiger, Vera Wang, Martha Stewart. So we were, you know, we'd cook for them for a week, you know. So we've done some Very crazy cool. stuff going on.
No, that's awesome. Mm. That sounds like a lot of fun. And that's one of the coolest things about being a chef, right? You get to cook for everybody because what's the one thing that everybody does? They eat,
yep.
Hopefully they eat tasty food, especially here in Tucson.
And I eat lots of tasty food. You're in Tucson.
Yeah.
You see this belly?
A good place to do it.
So one more time, how do the listeners get a hold of you? And I think we're going to plug that a couple more times because I think our listeners are going to want to know a little bit more of how to get a hold of everybody.
Awesome. Well, if they need to, they can contact you and you can forward them to me. But my email address is gapkitchen@gapmin.com or the website is gapmin.com. Yeah, shoot me an email. Tell me the radio show was amazing. It was awesome. 10% off. I'm just kidding.
10% off. No, that's awesome. And then you have some stuff that's coming up. And I know that you said that it's something that's in the pipeline, but you guys are in the need of something that you need to raise money for.
Yeah, we need to build. We need a huge kitchen. And kind of was joking about the catering thing, maybe. Like right now, technically, we don't have a kitchen. Mm. Anyone heard of Barbecue Rush?
Yeah,
so
I think so.
So we have a health permit in their kitchen.
Oh yeah, yes.
We're using their kitchen to kind of do things. We got out of our lease in January, and it's taking way too long with permits and things and building on in Tucson. I heard that's a thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
you heard that too.
Oh yeah.
I guess we need to go to Marana or Picture Rocks to get some kind of thing signed off. But no, it's a mess. But we are currently, we have a new architect and we're building a kitchen on property at 2025 West Highway Drive. And it's not going to be $1.5 million like the last one budget was, which is a little high because we don't have that.
Mm.
But hopefully about $150,000 to $200,000 is how much we're going to need to raise in the next 6 months.
Fair enough. Yeah, we'll have to definitely have you back on the show and get more information out there with that so that we can support that in any way that we can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, this is the Tucson Tasty Show. I am Pastor John here with my good buddy Wesley Source. We got Ron Arenas and with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and John Hoon with Gap Ministries here. You guys sit tight. As well as check out The Last Call with the Arizona Sands Club. Go to arizonasandsclub.com to get more information. We have more time, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, sir.
How much more time we have?
Three minutes.
Oh, yep. I thought you were giving it to me to close it. So
I was really close. Do you have any other questions?
Okay, yeah, I got plenty of questions.
But I love the plugs.
I like that. Yeah, absolutely. We also want to mention Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. Thank her for the help. But to throw it back over to John, because we have 3 minutes, I didn't have a timer here to break down the fourth wall for people. Tell us some of the success stories or some of the kind of like make me cry about some of the stuff going on at Gap Ministries, because I know personally of those, some of the success stories I could tell myself.
Yeah, well, that's crazy that you ask. And got 2 minutes. To make you cry in 2 minutes. One of my favorite stories is we were having a culinary graduation. This guy got out of prison and was in prison for 15 years, give or take. And we were making cakes for the graduation ceremony. And this rough guy, he wasn't crazy rough, but he was rough. He wasn't very sensitive. And he was making this SpongeBob SquarePants cake. And it was like yellow, the teeth were perfect, the eyes were perfect. And I was kind of like thinking, that's kind of lame. What are you doing that for? I'm a professional, so I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, hey man, what are you doing that for? And he's like, well, before I went to prison, my son was turning 11 and it was his birthday, and he asked me to make him or buy him a SpongeBob SquarePants cake. And he's going to be at graduation, so I'm going to make it for him.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's great to see families reunified. A guy got out of prison for murder when he was like 17. I don't actually know how that was, exactly what role he had in it, but he was serving life. He got out, and they called us on a Friday. Hey, can you start on Monday? And the short version is yes, he can. Mm. You know, the connections he had, the people he knew, we were like, okay. But he started, and he was the number one student, and he now has an apartment, and he has a stable job. It's not in culinary, you know, sadly to say, but also great to say, because, you know, he's making more money somewhere else, and he's, you know, that's crazy. Get out of prison for murder, and now you have an apartment and a house, like, within a year.
Wow.
Yeah. And you helped him reintegrate back into society.
Exactly. Yeah. And thanks for bringing that up, because I was like, you know, he's not ready. He's not ready to join the 10-week program. He needs to get back with his family. He needs to get a license. This is exactly what he's asking for.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do all that other stuff. But so, if you can help him be stable and consistent.
That's incredible. John Holm, Gap Ministries. We'll talk with him more after the break. This is the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm Pastor John here with Wesley Source. He is the coolest, newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson. Ron Arenas with Picturox Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, keeping you cool all summer. And that's Little Richard. I hope you like it. You're welcome.
Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, with Pastor John McClain. We're here with Chef John of Gap Ministries, and we actually just brought Chef Joel in as well. We're going to talk to him in just a second, because we're here with Ron with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Hello there.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, okay. So we've been in business for 23 years here in Tucson. I was born and raised in Tucson, nice. So...
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Another Tucson original.
Tucson original.
Yeah, you guys have probably bumped into each other 100 times in your lives and not even realize
probably,
it.
Probably, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so, and I have two of my sons working for us. They're wonderful. Out there in the field fixing the ACs and keeping everyone cool. My wife does a lot of the back office things.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So family-owned and
family
operated.
Family-owned and operated,
Or Tucson original on top of that.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming into one of my favorite segments of the show, and it's called John's Tasty Bites.
Mm-hmm.
John.
Yeah. John and Ron gets to enjoy these, too.
So yeah.
So that's a bonus.
John and Ron's Tasty Bites.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about what you brought in for us today.
Nice.
So we have Chef Joel made us some fried guacamole. I came up with this idea in the Iron Chef competition when I was trying to be creative. I was like, what do I do? What is amazing? What food tastes amazing? Guacamole is my wife's favorite food. It's amazing. What can we do to make it better? And more creative. Let's fry it. Okay, cool. Yeah. So that's what we got. Joel, what's you got some sauce that you made up here? What do we got going on?
Yeah, we got the chipotle aioli. And... basically, I add a little bit of lime and lemon in there and some chipotle in there. Chipotle pepper. I mean, it's barbecue. It's smoky.
It smells delicious.
All those wonderful things.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It'll put keep them you, together.
It'll keep you eating more for sure. Yeah, that's the point of that citrus. Keep you salivating. So I don't like it when people eat my food and they're just like, well, that was nice. I want them to go and just take another bite. Don't even tell me what they thought about it.
fair enough.
Okay, interesting. I hear a lot of really smart words you guys are saying, but just to kind of fill the chefs in on this, I have a baby tongue. I'm the baby of the group, and I have the pickiness of a five-year-old. So I'm very skeptical on anything that I eat. So describe to me like a baby exactly what this ball of goodness that I see in front of, because it smells really good and I expect that I'm going to enjoy this, but I don't exactly understand what it is.
Perfect. It's yeah. I mean, you're going to have, there's going to be a little bit of gooiness,
okay,
crispiness, you know, starting in the three-year-old range, right?
Okay.
And then you're going to have a little bit of fruitiness coming from a little bit of the tomato, and then you've got your lime juice and things like that that are really going to pique your taste buds to wake up and start singing at you a little bit. And then, of course, since it's fried, I mean, now we've just got fat everywhere. Mm. Guacamole is fat, too, the avocado, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's just going to taste.
But it's omega-3, so it's a good fat.
Yeah.
Happy fat.
You know.
And then we wrap it in a bad fat.
We so all.
It all feels good together.
Yeah, right. Now, that's right. No one would know, but I mean, our six-packs are amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, our six-packs are just amazing from these fried guacamole balls. Right. I mean, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I know. You can't see it. But you can see it on YouTube. We're going to post. It's going to be live on or during the show here. So go to YouTube. Go to KVOI. .com. You can follow it there. Mm-hmm. You can also see it on the YouTube channel, KVOI. So check it out. It's going to be delicious here. Yeah. I'm really excited to taste it.
I'm excited. I mean, I'm still a little scared. It's brand new. I'm not good with new things, but I'm going to do this for you, Joel.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Why everyone's talking, I just want to say that we're eating and not talking, right, Joel?
Yeah.
It is fried in avocado oil, if that makes anyone feel any better.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if that's like boiling a calf in its own milk. I don't really understand stuff.
No.
But
definitely.
And then Joel will tell you what you can wash that down with, unless you can stop eating that.
So you can wash it down with a grilled lemonade. It's going to have a little bit of smokiness. We take the lemons, cut them in half, sear them off in the pan so that they get a nice little char and caramelization going on. And then we squeeze those out, mesh strainer, into the ice that we have mixed with some sugar just to get it melting and rocking and rolling. And then, yeah, you've got this beautiful, smoky, delicious drink. You know, do whatever you want with that lemonade, adding your own little fires to it. But man, it is delicious, and it makes it a lot easier to wash the guac down.
That was absolutely amazing.
It's gone. It wait a minute, I looked away for a second.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't stop. I mean, particularly they're like, I'm going to talk while you eat. Like, I'm gonna eat this whole thing because this is absolutely. I didn't.
Put your head down and start eating.
I did. I don't think I even chewed it. I was the thing that really had me stuck, and I was almost speechless over the thought that how is this ball made out of guacamole and how is that even scientifically possible? But you guys did it. So, yeah. I mean, I guess in the preparation of that, like what does that look like? How do you do that? How do you make that?
Yeah. So we make our guacamole. So, our recipe is amazing. Cilantro, tomatoes, onions, serrano, chop all those things up, get it in, get your guacamole made. And then what we do is we have a scoop that we use to get it into spherical shape, so to speak, and get it onto a sheet pan, freeze it. Once it's frozen, we then go ahead and batter it.
Interesting.
And you have to do that process pretty quickly, and you use your hands to kind of form it into a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like making meatballs a little bit, but they're really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you're going to want to go ahead and get that frozen again. And then we go and batter it one more time with just mostly the panko breadcrumbs, and we then go ahead and fry it off after that. But yeah, the freezing process really is what solidifies and holds everything
that
together there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. That it's definitely crunchy. It holds up, and I wish that I had brought. I need to bring forks with my kit of stuff. I think everywhere I go, I need to have some disposable forks for us to eat.
Yeah, I just wish I had a box of these. Like they're
right?
They are just so good. I mean, I don't, and it's like, and actually thinking of it, it makes me really sad that I can't go to the Gap Ministries restaurant right now and go and get a dozen of them, because they were absolutely delicious. And it definitely, it fills in the blanks, the frozen part, because in my head, a ball of guacamole, throwing it in a fryer, it just didn't make sense. So yeah, that
makes a lot more sense. A little bit more funnel cake going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Funnel cake guac. Hey, you should try that out.
Maybe. I don't know that would work just by squeezing guacamole into a fryer.
But
Fair enough.
You never know.
It's just too much fat.
You never know.
Fair. No, but very tasty.
That's the science.
Very
part.
Tasty.
Just, you know, risk it. Throw your guac in the fryer. You know, don't do that. That's dangerous.
So, go ahead.
I was saying, so the lemonade was invented pretty much in a similar concept, but what do we do with lemonade? Well, it's the same everywhere. Yeah, we can add some pink to it, or we can add some strawberries to it. But let's grill this baby, because it's the summer, it's hot, unless you're in a house that's cooled by Pixrox Heating and Cooling. But no, it's hot. We're at the grill already. Why don't we just grill it and then talk about it for an hour on Tucson Tasty Show?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a great idea.
But really, how was it? I mean,
it was great.
It's different.
It's refreshing.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was a surprise. Like, one, I mean, you described to me that it was a guacamole ball ostensibly, but I didn't know what to expect when I bit into it. I definitely didn't expect it to be that crunchy. So it had a real delicious, yet kind of tender, crunchy shell that it wasn't too hard to bite into. And then once you got into it, you had this like burst of explosion of flavor that was some really good guacamole. And you guys, you know your guacamole, because I like to think of myself as a amateur connoisseur of guacamole. I'm not a professional yet. I still have time. but that was, and then kind of once you kind of get through that first bite, it just, the rest just disappears somehow. I don't know what happened. It was in my hand and then it was gone.
It's called a guacamoliere.
Yeah. So, I mean, what about you, Ron? What were your thoughts about it? You seem like you know your way around a kitchen. I know you're actually a big cook yourself, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of smoking. I do. Yeah.
Pork ribs. Sounds like a smoke.
I was
going to
say, are we talking about food still?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's going on here?
But yeah, it was great. I mean, the texture was great. The flavor was great. And it just made you want to keep coming back for more.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So they're highly addicting. Yeah.
It sounds like we need to maybe do a smoked brisket cook-off.
Yeah.
There you go. It might be a good fundraiser for somebody.
That sounds like a good event. Yeah, for
Joel
sure.
Joel actually brought that up a couple weeks ago, because we don't really have a kitchen, but we can smoke stuff. And he makes a great agave glazed brisket that's smoked and amazing.
Wow.
Maybe maybe
I haven't
we should.
I thought about that. I used powdered honey to crust my brisket. Did you know that there was powdered honey?
I didn't know that. No. Yeah.
What were you using it for today, Joel?
I had to make a lemon honey vinaigrette. So, you know, when life doesn't give you liquid honey the way the bees want us to have it, you know, right? you suddenly find powdered honey in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're like, thanks, God. Thanks, world.
Yeah. Interesting.
No, that's perfect.
So, yeah, what do you think about that idea of like a brisket cook-off?
What do I think about
that?
Oh my gosh, like let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, it will,
because it sounds like you guys, it's like a thing. Like I'm like real competitive about basketball. It sounds like you guys are like, well, let's see what your brisket's looking like. Let's come on.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be sad, like just seeing everybody else, you know, lose to me.
Yeah, I get it.
No, but I love brisket and I love eating it. I don't, you know, I don't care if it's bad, good or whatever, but yeah. I mean, like we, you know, I'm pretty passionate about that one. I love it. It's amazing. Nice. Yeah, it's super, super fun.
Cool.
That actually sounds really good. A smoke off brought to you by the Tucson Tasty Show and Gap Ministries. Mm. That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that we're going to need to do.
And Kiki with Country Financial,
right?
As well as Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing,
and ERC Connection, and Veteran Rescue.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just get them all there.
Yes,
it's going to be a mass event. But I mean, one way or the other, definitely, it sounds like a cool event. I mean, and the thing I'm learning from you so much in this show, it's been such a blessing, is how much of that's it here. That's like the Oscar music, like playing this out. How much I have to learn, and just how, you know, how much we have to share with the public. So, this is the Tucson Tasty Show, brought to you by Wesley Source, Pastor John McClain, here with Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, here with John Hone with Gap Ministries, as well as Joel with Gap Ministries. They gave us some amazing food, and go to gapmin.com to donate, to support them, or to be involved. And well, we thank you so much for joining us. I thank Kiki Rogers with Country Financial for supporting us and getting us going. And we'll see all your beautiful faces next week. Enjoy the food, and give us a call and tell us about it.
Looking forward to it. See you next week, everyone.